From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. officials say that four Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their target in Syria. There's no information on the damage. Russian Defense Ministry denies any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships found their targets. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg.
I call on Russia to play a constructive role in the fight against ISIL. But Russian actions and the support to the regime are not helpful.
Mr. Stoltenberg said the alliance will double the size of its rapid response force to 40,000. UN envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, has announced that the proposal for a new unity government for the divided nation in what he could be a key step toward ending 4 years of chaos and political turmoil. Under the plan, a member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. He would have three deputies. Six ministers would make up the presidential cabinet. The proposed unity council still faces significant hurdles. Rival parliaments, that is, in Tripoli and in the east must approve the unity government. Warring militias also must agree. Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a third 7-year term when his current term expires in 2017. Court ruled Thursday that amending the Constitution to remove the current 2-year limit for presidents is legal as long as the process respects the law. This is VOA News.